terrific to have one old friend and one new friend in the studio today. Bob Beach is someone who's been a dear friend, and he moved out east, and we don't get a chance to see him nearly as much as we used to. One nice advantage is I suspect that Jim is from that part of the state. So Bob brought Jim Klingler along with us. Jim's playing guitar this morning. Bob will be playing harmonica, maybe a flute here and there, and you'll hear the two of them singing together. We'll talk a bit about why they're here after the first song, but let's take a listen to Bob Beach and Jim Klingler.
I get stronger every day. I come up from an acorn. I didn't have much to say. Here I am is where I'll be. Here is where I stay. Till the cold wind comes and blows my leaves away. You are a willow and you bend with every breeze. Wading through the meadow with the water around your knees. You would bend where I would break, I'd give that much away. When the cold wind comes, it blows your leaves away. Then there's old Jack Pine, lonesome all the time. Halfway up the hillside, just to watch the river wind. Some folks think he's singing, but there's them that say he's crying. When the cold wind comes, old Jack don't pay no mind. That Norton won't believe, but I'm bound to make it through. One more time to watch the sunrise like we used to do. You'll be there to shade me, I will lift my arms to pray. Till the cold wind comes and blows our leaves away. Then there's old Jack Pine, lonesome all the time. Halfway up the hillside, just to watch the river wind. Some folks think he's singing, but there's them that say he's crying. When the cold wind comes, old Jack don't pay no mind. I get stronger every day. Come up from an acorn, didn't have much to say. You'll be there to shade me, I will lift my arms to pray. Till the cold wind comes and blows my leaves away. Till the cold wind comes and blows your leaves away. Till the cold wind comes and blows our leaves away.
Bob Beach and Jim Klingler here at the Saturday Light Brigade, and how good it is to hear that tune, Oak Tree. Fitting one to start with. D.C. Fitzgerald left this good earth. It's been 10 years almost.
10 years? Actually, early November, 10 years ago.
Yeah, I can remember. And if you don't know D.C. Fitzgerald, just to give you a very quick sense of the man, a guitarist's guitarist. When folks came into Pittsburgh from all over the world and they needed a guitarist, Fitz was the guy. And I mean folks like Tom Paxton and many others when they needed a great picker. And amazing instructor, and frankly, could have had a life as a counselor too, in my opinion. Just a terrific ear to bend and to he didn't necessarily give you, at least this is me talking, he didn't necessarily give you advice, but he helped you figure out what to do. At least that was one of my experiences.
He could give you advice too.
But. Yeah, but I mean, that's one thing I really missed when Fitz passed is he and I would often talk about a lot of things and just a great conversationalist. And
that's for sure.
It's with great pleasure that his life will be celebrated tonight. You've got a lot of folks showing up at Mr. Small's.
We do. One of my favorite guitarists in the world, Ernie Hawkins, will be there. But a band that Fitz had alongside of the Fitzgerald and Beach thing, he also had a local Pittsburgh band called Common Threads with Casey Dealy and Jan Boyd and Bob Banerjee and a bunch of other people. And they're all going to be there as well doing some stuff. Trying to think of who else. I have to look on my phone to find out. I also want to turn it down in case anybody decides to call. We have Chuck Alston. I don't know if you know Chuck, who has been around for a long time. He's a blues guitar player minister and has been actually came to see DC and I back in the 67, 68, wow. Somewhere in that time period.
You've been posting some great artifacts on your Facebook page lately, okay. Too, including the menu from the Gaslight,
Gaslight
and Shady
Club.
Sun.
Yeah.
See, I'm keeping tabs on you, where you could get a full dinner for like 80 cents or something.
Yeah, I think it was $13 for New Year's Eve.
Yeah,
like
it's a little
surf and turf. It was quite the... Quite the deal.
When did you two start playing together, you and Fitz?
Probably the first time we ever did anything together was probably late 1967 or 68, somewhere in that area. I went to IUP, Indiana University of Pennsylvania, and he had already been there for a semester or two and had already established himself as a folk god.
Yeah.
And... I was just learning how to play at that point, and on occasions he would put up with me. But eventually, it wasn't probably till about 69 or 70 that we actually started doing more and more work together. We all moved to Pittsburgh in 76 and had the DC band for 5 or 6 years. And then in the late to mid-90s, we started to do the Fitzgerald and Beach thing.
Yeah, with some great albums, the last of which I think is Pilot Me.
Pilot Me, correct.
And just beautifully recorded, and the two of you sound so great together. We still play it quite a bit. Let's bring Jim into the picture, too, to find out who he is. You're not just here as a potted plant wearing a bright red felt hat.
I've been called worse.
Tell me about yourself.
Bob and I live on the same block. We live a few doors apart. And
you guys are both in Philly now,
yeah,
right?
We're just a suburb of Philly. We can stand in our street and see the tall buildings of Philadelphia from our little close-in suburb. I have been playing music since I was a kid, and I've been in the Philadelphia Jug Band since 1962.
Ah, my goodness. I didn't know that band went back that far.
We started in high school.
And I'm the only – I'm the kid in the band.
I had no idea.
And he went to the rival high school.
Yeah.
So it's been a struggle for us to accept him over these years, but he is now a full-fledged member.
Okay. What high school did you go to?
I went to Council Rock.
And you?
I went to William Tennant.
Okay. And those two were rivals.
Boy. That was the Thanksgiving Day football game.
Yeah. Many years ago.
many years ago. So it was great fortune when Bob moved in, and I had already been playing and been involved with the Philadelphia Folk Song Society and doing all sorts of things. And a mutual friend met Bob before I did and said, Jim, you got to meet this guy. And we've been playing off and on ever since.
And you end up living within walking distance of each other.
We walk each other's dogs.
Yeah. But also, Jim was involved with another group of musicians down in the Philadelphia area called Fortissimo, which is just a group of people that just got together to support artists. They built my first web page for me and things like that.
Oh, that's nice.
But they were very instrumental in getting Fitz and I to go to the next level on the Fitzgerald and Beach thing, because we had just – I moved to Philly in 97, and we had just – earlier in later in late 96, we had recorded The Blues New and Used, but weren't sure where to go. And from that, we did three more albums and started to do a little touring and everything.
So they gave you that some additional support, and also maintaining a long-distance musical relationship. It's not that long a distance, but it's still enough to make it challenging.
The one I'm in now, my partner lives in Eugene, Oregon.
That's so even longer.
It's a modern world.
And what's that?
As a guy named David Jacob Strain, who's a young guitar player. He's probably, I guess he's around 32 now, but has been playing guitar since he was a little kid and playing festivals and teaching at blues festivals since he was 14.
Is it Beach and Strain? Or have you guys recorded?
Yes.
Oh, the truth.
I'll make sure that I bring an album in for you.
Absolutely.
We have two live albums that we've recorded and have some other stuff, a studio album that's kind of just sitting there waiting for the right moment to push it on the world.
We could use some blues right now. All the blues.
David's a master guitar player, so he has a habit of hooking up with great guitar players. This one accepted.
Now, tonight's show is at Mr. Small's in Millvale, and doors open at 7 tonight?
I think the doors are open at 7 and the show starts at 8.
Okay, and it's Bob Beach and friends, remember, D.C. Fitzgerald. Bob Beach and Jim Klingler here. Let's get some more music going. What do you want to do next?
Yeah, this next song is one that D.C. used to always talk about that was written on a trip through Nashville where they stopped. The only place open that night for them to get some dinner was a health food restaurant. And he went in, and it was like a big, huge buffet of all kinds of food that was good for you. And they thought, well, there might be a song here. And one of the things he always talked about was they decided, well, yeah, let's write a song. Let's find a napkin to write a song with. Well, they were in Nashville, and they couldn't find a napkin that didn't already have a song written on it. So this is what came out of that particular thing. Jim's going to sing this.
Nothing else is open, you see. When the waitress come, I said, howdy, hon, I'm as hungry as a man can be. Do you got any eggs and bacon? She said, no, sir, we have not. But she smiled at me so peacefully. I said, what do you got? We got natural, low-fat, macrobiotic, organical, salt-free food. It's all guaranteed, completely free of that red dye number two. There ain't no caffeine in the coffee bean, no calories in the pie. And there ain't a single sulfite, sir, in that non-alcoholic wine. Well, I tell you people, I just couldn't believe what that girl just said, 'cause I kinda like them sulfites now, and my favorite color is red. If she wasn't such a lady, I might have said more. I was trying hard not to shout. I don't mean to be rude, but what's in the food if all of that's been took out? We got tofu burgers on pita bread with sun-dried bamboo shoots. We got carob-coated buckwheat fruits with a side of ginseng root. There's alfalfa sprouts with goat milk cheese all covered with millet seed. We got eight different brands of brown rice, man. nine kinds of seaweed. Well, I never heard of none of that stuff, and the clean air was making me cough. And all that peacefulness of hers, it was starting to tick me off. So I just ordered me a protein steak. That's a steak without any meat. Well, she served it up and I woofed it down. Listen, mister, you can't keep all that natural low-fat, macrobiotic, organical, salt-free food. Hell, they'll someday prove that tasting your food is probably good for you. So just give me a six-pack, a loaf of white bread, and a tall jar of Cheese Whiz. And don't tell a dude what ain't in the food if he don't even care what is. Don't tell a dude what ain't in the food if he don't even care what is.
That's a vocal by Jim Klegler there, who's got a pretty good voice. Sounded great on that song, along with Bob Beach. I forget how great a song D.C. Fitzgerald, how great a songwriter D.C. Fitzgerald is. I always think of him, you know, as a guitar player because he was such a great flat picker, but wrote some really great songs, too. And that's a great one. I've lived at that restaurant a few times. The concert tonight is at Mr. Small's at 8 o'clock.
The Funhouse at Mr. Small's.
Thank you, which is the Funhouse at Mr. Small's.
I think there's an EDM show or something at the other.
Yeah, you want to show up to the right place. Ricky and I went to an event earlier this week, and they changed the venue at the 11th hour. And we didn't get the memo. And we showed up. And it was in Garfield here in the Pittsburgh area. And while it was open to the public, it primarily was attracting a group of folks, some youth we work with, that a pretty tight-knit group. So we showed up at the venue, and it's like totally dark. Doors are locked. We're there. It's like, you know, what's going on? Are they playing a trick on us? We eventually figured it out. But, yeah, EDM at Mr. Small's is not where you want to go if you want to hear these guys. And that is in Millvale, by the way, the Funhouse.
Yeah.
Should be a great show. Lots of folks remembering D.C. Fitzgerald. I was thinking about Common Threads earlier in the month, and I think they did a song called "The World Turned Upside Down," if my memory is right, and I always
sure.
I think I'm right about it, and I've been thinking about "The World Turned Upside Down" quite a bit over the past month or so, and it's funny. I immediately I don't have a copy of that. I don't think they wrote it. I think it's a traditional. So what would you like to do next?
Well, first, before we do that, a couple other people that are coming tonight. Sue Powers and Jeff Berman will be there.
Wonderful.
Also, an old friend of ours from Indiana, Bruce Bly, and Kathy Hickling is going to be there, too. And also singing harmony on one of the songs, old partner from the DC band, Mr. Rick Lacey, will be there, too. So,
How nice.
But now we want to get you to help us sing.
I can do that.
Yeah. And just kind of follow Jim. He'll give you the cues of where you need to sing and what you need to sing. It's real. All you really need to know is the word "joyful noise."
Joyful noise. Yeah. I can do that.
When you guys were talking about how you much enjoyed your conversations with DC, DC was an amazing man when you started talking about theology. He could have been a theologian.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, he was a theologian. He just wasn't paid for it. And so he had a profound spiritual side, and it's reflected in a lot of his music, even some of his songs that aren't necessarily right out of the Bible, like this one is. But really a wonderful guy to get into a long conversation with.
This one basically comes out of Psalm 100. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all ye lands. Enter in his presence with thanksgiving. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all ye lands. Come before his presence, Yahweh singing. Make a joyful noise, a joyful noise. Make a joyful noise, a joyful noise. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all ye lands. Enter in his presence with thanksgiving. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all ye lands. Come before his presence, Yahweh singing. Make a joyful noise, a joyful noise. 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 Make a joyful noise.
Don't you know that the Lord is God?
Make a joyful noise, a joyful noise.
It is he that has made us, and now we ourselves.
Make a joyful noise, a joyful noise. Make a joyful noise.
Blessed is he that comes in the name.
Make a joyful noise, a joyful noise. Make
triumphantly riding his donkey child.
Make a joyful noise, a joyful noise.
For the Lord is God. For the Lord is God. And the truth in every generation. Jerusalem, should I forget thee? Jerusalem, 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 should I forget thee? Jerusalem, make a joyful noise to the Lord, all ye lands. Enter in his presence with thanksgiving. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all ye lands. Come before his presence, Yahweh singing. Yah singing. Yah singing. And the truth in every generation.
Beautifully done. That's Bob Beach and Jim Klingler. Who arranged that and put that together?
That was DC's arrangement. And
DC's entirely.
Wow. That's I don't recall.
It is on the Pilot Me album.
It is. it's funny. I really like the song "Pilot Me" that is from what that album is named.
A great song.
Yeah, it's an amazing.
Yeah, we'll be that, and that's the one Rick's going to sing with me tonight. Do some harmonies on tonight.
Yeah,
we did that way back in the DC band back in the 70s.
I didn't know it went back that far. I had no idea.
Back probably 79 or so.
It's a great tune. Kat Lee is in Pittsburgh.
Kat Lee will be there tonight.
I suspect she'll be there tonight.
Yeah,
That's DC's wife.
The first granddaughter, Che, will be there too.
Oh my goodness! I didn't know there was one of those.
there's a bunch of grandkids. Yeah.
Oh, that's great! And
there's
tonight,
a couple out in California, and a few here in the Pittsburgh area.
Yeah, if you're just joining us, Bob Beach, Jim Klingler, and we're talking a little bit about tonight's Bob Beach and Friends. Remember, D.C. Fitzgerald. I also remember D.C. and Aunt Feeney playing together a lot, and they were just a pair. Anne was here a few weeks ago. I don't know if she's in Pittsburgh now. I suspect she may be traveling.
I don't know that she was in town or not, because I know we had talked about trying to get her out, but I don't think that she was able to do that.
Yeah, she was here right after Election Day, or right around Election Day, and may well be touring. Yeah. There's lots for Anne to be touring about right now all over the country. We probably have.
You have another friend of ours coming in. Speaking of, on the East Coast, Mr. Agronoff's coming in next week.
Yes, Mike Agronoff is going to be here. Mike is a great banjo player, humorist, and just an eclectic storyteller and writer.
A million songs.
Yeah, and Mike, we're so thrilled that he's going to be here on the radio for the first time with us. That will be next week at 10:30. And we also have a contra dance group joining us next week, whose name I should have had in my head before saying that statement. I know who they are. I just, you know, there's only so much short-term memory left at this point.
I think I left mine on the turnpike.
I do the same thing. We probably have time for a couple more, I think.
Okay.
Two or three. Actually, two or three.
We've got another one for you to help us out.
I can help.
Singing. And actually, we need everybody out there in radio land.
To sing, too. That would be fun.
Too. And the words are really easy. I'll sing the first. I got to find the right. This is the one. But here's how it goes. But you're my love. Nobody else, you're my love. Nobody else, you're my love. Nobody else. Let's get everybody to try it one time. Okay. All you out there in radio land.
You're my love. Nobody else, you're my love. Nobody else, you're my love. Nobody else.
I can almost hear them.
Yeah, you can hear it. The people don't know. The speakers work
Here's
both ways.
Serpents and spiders remind me of you. Even a big bad tarantula too. People always run when you walk by. You got a way to catch their eye. But you're my love. Nobody else, you're my love. Nobody else, you're my love. Nobody else, you're alive in a world of your own. Frankenstein, Wolfman, Dracula too. Even that creature from the Black Lagoon. Every kind of freak and the boogeyman. They start a fight just to hold your hand. But you're my love. Nobody else, you're my love. Nobody else, you're my love. Nobody else. Now the lights are on, but nobody's home. A couple of them zombies come sniffing around. They want to take you out for a night on the town. I'm going to tell them what it's all about. They got to get you home before the sun comes out. But you're my love. Nobody else, you're my love. Nobody else, you're my love. Nobody else, you're the queen of the old witch's home. There's a really sad part, kind of scary. So you gotta listen closely. A body disappeared from the morgue last night. The town people hollered and screamed with fright. They wanted to bury you 6 feet deep, but they couldn't cover up your big old feet. But you're my love, nobody else, you're my love. Nobody else, you're my love. Nobody else, you're alive in a world of your own. But you're my love. Nobody else, you're my love. Nobody else, you're my love. Nobody else, you're the pride of the old witch's home. Where the lights are on, but nobody's home. And you're alive in a world of your own. That was a D.C. Fitzgerald song.
Some of these songs. Now, has that one been recorded?
The only recording I have of it is from a live show we did for the Delaware Friends of Folk.
Mm.
It might have been in that last year. We did a lot of stuff in that last year of 2006, a lot of moving around and,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of shows. And I was going through some old recordings that I just, you know, kind of uncovered when I moved some things in my office. And there were serpents and spiders. And
I'd been around D.C. quite a lot. I'd never heard it.
Well, yeah, that's not one I've heard. I had to look up the group whose name I couldn't remember for next week. At 10:30, it's Mike Agronoff, and then around 11:15, it's a group called Cora Cree, and they'll be playing some old-time music. And there's a woman named Jane who is in that group who I think is from Philadelphia. She spent some time in California, but in quickly looking at her bio, I think she might have spent some time out near there. It's a reminder, again, if you're just joining us, Bob Beach is here, Jim Klingler. If I'm not too careful, here we are reminiscing. We keep saying D.C., what are we talking about? And if you're not aware, D.C. Fitzgerald, just a legendary, stalwart treasure. Pittsburgh, Indiana, really throughout the whole world. People know D.C. as a guitarist, a friend. I'm glad you brought up the theologian in him we were talking about earlier. D.C. Passed away about just a little over 10 years ago. And tonight, Bob Beach and friends, we celebrate D.C. Fitzgerald. And a great bill of performers tonight, including Ernie Hawkins, Common Threads. Nice to know Jeff Berman and Sue Powers are going to be there playing. Good, it's at the Funhouse at Mr. Yeah. Small's.
Yeah, Tom Hoffman's also going to be
there. Oh, nice.
And Charlie Anderson. And we've got some other tentatives that may show up. There's a lot going on tonight, though, but I hope we can get some folks out there.
Yeah, there's a big... I'm just flooded with a lot of memories, and we could talk about some of those off the air too. But it's a chance for you to see just some of the great folk heritage in our region tonight. You don't get to see all these folks together so often, and also Bob Beach for coordinating this. Thank you for doing this. It's you know, to put this all together. It's a great thing. Probably got time for two more, if you got time for two more. I want to be sure we don't overwork you because you, I know you were busy last night doing, this is like a tour, a road show. There was an Indiana PA version of DC's tribute.
This isn't so much a song that's really related to D.C., but Dave Van Ronk, who was an influence on D.C.
Very much, yeah. I mean, D.C. is his own man, but yeah. If you've never met D.C., you can kind of picture Dave Van Ronk a little bit.
Yeah, actually, D.C. and I had a chance to have breakfast with Dave Van Ronk somewhere just across from the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. It was an interesting breakfast.
I'll bet.
But anyway, Dave Van Ronk had written a song that was nothing but the names of cities in New Jersey.
I love this song.
Garden State.
Well.
Yeah.
Jim, who's playing guitar in the background, came up with one for Pennsylvania.
So everything in this song is a place name in Pennsylvania.
Aliquippa, Baghdad, Erdenheim, Obelisk, Primrose. Andalusia, Oklahoma, Montmorency, Lackawanna, Schwanksville. Catasquaw, Catawissa, Canadensis, Lackawanna, Neskopec, Punxsutawney, Neskahoning, Nanticoke, Monongahela, Shamokin, Shehawken, Shiksini, Jim Thorpe. Brick Church, Burning Wells, Canoe Camp, Bootjack, Burnt Cabins. Irish Town, Connemaw, Donegal, Dublin, Armagh. Coal Valley, Coal Bluff, Coal Center, Coal Dale, Coal Glen, Slabtown, Snowshoe, Beavertown, Big Beaver, Bird in Hand, Pleasant Mount, Intercourse, Paradise. Gringo, Tally Ho, Fallen Timber, Frackville, Arbuckle. Oil City, Windfall, Blonox, Kunkeltown, Mazalim Springs. Sagamore, Roosevelt, Pocahontas, Fleetwood, Fallen Timber, Kearsarge, Icksburg, Hummel's Wharf, Independence, Red Cross, Brandy Camp, Cashtown, Wampum. Bald Eagle, Audubon, Birdsfoot, Oriole, Turkey City. Axeman, Belfast, Nauvoo, Nazareth, Riot. Grimville, Gravity, Crucible, Fear Not, Torpedo, Tamaqua, Acme, Albion, Benezet, Bolivar, Seven Star, Tunnel Hill, Yo! State stomp.
And those are your words?
Those are Jim's.
Oh, those are Jim's. Jim's.
Put those.
Remember when we all used to have a map?
Oh, yeah.
Of the state? And you could look on one side and it had every place name in the state?
Yeah, and the alphanumeric code for
the alphanumeric code for where you could find that on the map. So I'm a big fan of Van Ronken. I love the Garden State Stomp.
I love that
and
song, too.
And I decided that Pennsylvania deserved its own.
It
could have gone
names.
On forever. It could have gone on forever. I probably had another 20 or 30 names picked out.
Yeah, you know, these days we use our phones for maps all the time, and I have so much trouble trying to fold my phone and put it in there.
They're talking about the younger generation losing its sense of direction because of GPS.
I can believe that. I know that I am very overly reliant. I'll do whatever it tells me to do, and sometimes
that's how we got here this morning,
including sending you to the wrong place altogether if you're not careful. Avenue and street makes a difference.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, the show tonight, it starts at 8:00. It's at the Funhouse at Mr. Small's. It is a place where you can grab a bite to eat and drink too, if you're looking to make a night
of
it.
I think so.
Yeah, I double checked.
Okay, good.
Actually, one of our staff people played there a couple nights ago. John Binley and Binley Hardware Company played there Thursday night, and said it was a nice venue. And I'm not surprised at all, knowing the folks who run it. We have time for one more. For people who want to hear more of your music, it's bobbeach.net is Bob's website. What about you, Jim? How can people – have you recorded anything? Or?
The Jug Band has a couple of CDs, but you can get to those through bobbeach.net as well.
Oh, great. I can't believe the Jug Band goes back to 62.
Yeah, we can leave some of their some of their stuff with you, too.
Yeah, we'll check to see what we have.
And the Jug Band is playing New Year's Eve in Morristown, New Jersey, and the night before New Year's Eve in Philadelphia. So
I like it. Both stomps are included there.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for being here. I'll let you guys close out. And I'm looking forward to seeing a nice turnout for folks tonight to remember DC.
Well, thanks for your help. If anybody asks you who I am, who I am, who I am, if anybody asks you who I am, tell them I'm a child of God. If anybody asks you where I'm going, where I'm going, if anybody asks you where I'm going, tell them I'm just trying to get home. Everybody's whining about where they're gone and where they've been, like they don't know it's a stone's throw from the place they're standing in. You could get your business fixed up on this side of the line, then the next time someone asks you, tell them, oh, he's a friend of mine. Well, if anybody asks you what I'm doing, what I'm doing, what I'm doing, if anybody asks you what I'm doing, tell them just the best that I can. Everybody's whining about where they're gone and where they've been, like they don't know it's a stone's throw from the place they're standing in. You could get your business fixed up on this side of the line, then the next time someone asks you, tell him, well, he's a friend of mine. Well, if anybody asks you who I am, who I am, who I am, if anybody asks you who I am, tell them I'm a child of God. Tell them I'm a child of God. Tell them I'm a child of God.